Here near the Bank of Palestine in the Nusayrat refugee camp, Palestinians are forming long lines to access their money. After more than a year of war, the Bank of Palestine is the only functioning bank in the Gaza Strip. But the past couple of months, its ATM machine has stopped working. Fatma Al-Shanti is a local school teacher with the UN Relief Agency, UNRWA, in Gaza.
I am an UNRWA employee and should get my salary in U.S. dollars. First, they began giving us Jordanian dinar currency for 5.30 shekels, while in the local market, it's rated at 4.70 shekels, and we tolerated that unfairness. Then, in January, they gave us Israeli shekel currency, and we said, fine. Since the war started, we have not managed to withdraw our salaries from the bank. I had to borrow money from family members, and I even sold a piece of gold I'd been saving. We come to the bank, and we get in line. My number is 1,348, but it's not my turn yet. Every week we come here, and we are told there is no cash.
Resident Hani Al-Najjar also complains. He is a government employee on the Ramallah-based Palestinian Authority's payroll.
If I want to withdraw cash via a local exchange office, I'm charged 18, 19, or 20% in commission. Even at the local market, you can't afford the inflated prices of goods and commodities. We appeal to the economic ministry to show mercy to the people who are already exhausted by the slaughter in Gaza. We no longer receive any help from the security system, and there are no controls or inspections. As you see, this bank here, only the jungle law controls it. I believe that if the bank wants to solve the problem, it could simply function regularly. But to humiliate all these people who are decent people, educated people, by forcing them to come and beg for their own salaries, I reject this.
Hani and Fatma are among the surviving Palestinians struggling to conduct banking in the war-torn Gaza Strip. They have resorted to the local private sector money exchange offices to get cash by transferring funds online, which can be costly. Mohammed Abu Jayab is a prominent economic analyst in Gaza.
Israel imposes a strict embargo on Gaza's banking system. It does not allow a flow of cash from outside of Gaza into Gaza's banks. It does not allow the flow of depleted banknotes into the West Bank's central banking system. This situation has led to the cash crisis faced by local and international aid workers. They are now unable to get cash or withdraw savings with any kind of currency from the local banks.
Since Israel has launched a war against the Islamist Hamas party, the shortage of money is coupled with a shortage of foods and commodities, where a majority of the population cannot afford goods. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari, in Gaza.